We're glad to get out of there. My dad didn't have a business. He had no way of earning money. You couldn't bring cash with you. Jews couldn't leave with money. But my parents, pretty smart. My dad had a sixth grade education, I think. My mom went to high school, which was very rare for women in those days. She was born in 1898. What he did was he bought really expensive furniture. And you were allowed to move your furniture out with you. So he didn't move the furniture we had, which was ordinary everyday so-so furniture. And so my folks bought a household full of furniture. Their intention was to sell it as needed for food and to see if my dad could start a business or whatever. But within a year, we found we could, our number came up for the United States, and that was always where he had wanted to go, my mom too. And so then we sold the furniture. I even know where it was sold. My family became really close with a nunnery, and the nuns loved this furniture, and they bought it.
No
so it was, you know, we thought we'd sell it piece by piece, maybe to furniture stores
yeah.
or to neighbors or, you know, but they bought everything. And so that wow. gave us the money to buy our steamship tickets on our ship to come from Africa to New York.
Yeah.
But I remember the first sign of United States that we saw. It was an advertisement, and it was a flashing sign, and I'll never forget it. It said, "Chiclets here, chiclets there, chiclets, chiclets everywhere." For the first few weeks when we arrived, we stayed with a distant relative named Robert Baum, and he lived in Elmhurst, Long Island, which is in Queens.
Yeah.
And that's where we stayed from our arrival in 1940 till we left in 1949.
Okay.
And we left in 49 to come to California.